Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. This 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains in New York, by the way. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy.
American boy, American boy. What it do, what it do? Hey, 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 hey. It's the Thursday slash Friday slash get us through the weekend edition of Kale's Corner. I got my host with the most, the sweet Lady T. How are you, Lady T?
I am doing amazing. And yourself, how are you doing?
I'm great now that I'm here with you and all our crew doing what we do. Before we get into it, I really, really, really would like to take this time to thank our listeners. The numbers are great, y'all. Our numbers have been great these past few weeks. And, I mean, they're always good. But, you know, this is the time of year that's known as dead time because it's sports, but it's not the sports that everyone loves. You know, football and basketball, unfortunately, it gets all of the coup d'etat or acknowledgement when it comes to sports. And for us to be holding on with the numbers that we are holding on, it's just great. It's just great, and we owe it all to you all. We owe all the thanks, all the energy, all the fun times. We owe it to you guys, so we have to say thank you. We just have to say thank you. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the latest in baseball talk. You know, the league has already taken the first week of baseball away from us. So how many more games are we at jeopardy to lose here? You know, I tell you, man, this thing is getting uglier and uglier by the moment, by the moment. The second half of the NBA season is moving right along, and teams are racing for that top spot. With the Eastern Conference in a one-game logjam for the league, the question is, who do you think? We know who my co-host is going to say, who she thinks is putting themselves in the best position. But I want to know what you guys think. Who do you guys think are putting themselves in the best position? Ja Morant has really played his way into the hearts of so many NBA followers and NBA players as well. It seems like that MVP trophy is in his near futures. You know, it really seems like he's starting to put a little space between he and other players. Get this, Tree. All retired NBA players has had harsh remarks regarding the dunk contest and the weakness of the event. Players like Shaquille O'Neal, Dominique Wilkins, you know, to name a few, have been very harsh with their description of this NBA dunk contest. What do you think could change the direction of the contest? You know, I want you guys to give me a thought or two of, you know, how we can make the dunk contest back better. Earl Spence Jr., and y'all know me in names, Yardenius Ugas. Am I right, Trace? Yardenius Ugas. Scheduled to fight. Okay. They're scheduled to fight on April 16th, 2022. It's really shaping up to be a hell of a fight, you know. My money is on Spence, and y'all know I hate to put it all out there in the beginning, but I ain't gonna hold you. I think Spence gonna tear this boy up. But who do you see as the victor between the two, and why? I really need to know who and why from the Kale's Cornians here. NFL's top player prospect in this year's draft, who do you think will be the number one pick? You know, who's that guy? Will it be a quarterback? Will it be a running back, a wide receiver? For the first time in a while, we can truly say we don't know, because it's so many teams with positions of need in the draft, you know, that, you know, you really got to take a step back and take a real close look at who's who and what do they need. So we're going to take a look into that as well. All these topics and more on today's Kale's Corner episode. You know what I mean? Yep. And again, I have to say thank you to you all. Lady T, I'm sorry, I just went into all of that. How are you? How are things coming on your end?
Oh, no, everything is great. Everything is great. Everything is looking good. Exercise is coming in. Look, these walks kicking my behind. You know, I do 4 miles a day, and then I squat the rest all the way, like 4 rounds to a church. Mm-hmm. So it's grueling, but I got to do it to keep it moving.
Thank you. Girl, I remember, I used to say, oh, you just walking, you know, it's nothing but walking. But I'm trying to tell you, man, be exercise. If you're doing it right, that can be a grueling exercise. So, hey, man, you know, more power to you. Good luck with that.
I appreciate it.
I don't know about you, but I'd be so glad when this weather finally break, man, and we get into our summer month, man. You know. For the first time, really, Trees, I'm looking forward to the cherry block. You know. I never really, you know, put a whole lot of stock into it, but it just now it's like I can feel myself in the anticipation growing for the cherry block. So, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to the weather breaking and the weather breaking. I mean, we still have the coronavirus, but it's not an issue as big as it was, you know, in past years so far. So, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to that. If baseball would just get they act together and come on back, then, you know, we'll be all right. You know, just simply that, y'all. 563-999-3782. And speaking of baseball, we're going to dive into that when we come back. We'll be right back, y'all.
Well, it is the way it's been on the morning and I'm not gonna fix. It is the way it's been on the morning and I'm not gonna fix. It is the way we come to the milestone with the champion song.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna turn on me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna turn on me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna turn on me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna turn on me.
Okay. Drop it to the flow, make that shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's a quake. Build a house.
That bad would say that's a quake. Yeah. MLB baseball, you know, they came out with the announcement on Tuesday that they're going to go ahead and go with the season without opening week that we've all come so used to
and
grown accustomed to and love, right? I really hope no more games are taken away. I really hope no more games are taken away. And I know it's kind of selfish because we're looking at 162 games, you know, which is baseball, but I'm one of those on your mark, get set, okay, now go type of fans when it comes to baseball, you know?
Right.
I'm excited for it on opening day. I used to be like a real serious fanatic when it came to opening day, but I took the family 1 year, and the boys complained the whole time. Straight blew my hole. And recently I was trying to make it fun for them and make it exciting for them or whatever, and they were both just like, you know, I want to go home. We didn't even stay for the full nine innings, and I was like, man, y'all gonna appreciate this when you get older, you know. But ain't that one of them came back and said thank you yet? but the bad was it was just crazy. But and I just don't have that, and it's not because of the boys. I just don't have that enthusiasm that I once had for opening day. And now that they're talking about holding out and striking and all this mess, it's just like, wow. I mean, come on, baseball. Get the thing together, man. What about you, Tree?
I'm right there with you. We normally at opening day. You know, we try to make it to some of the openings and things like that. But since the COVID hit, it just put a damper on a lot of things. But I just wish it come back. So, you know, it may can lift some spirits, at least mine.
I'm with you on that. And right about now, with everything that's going on, you know, we can use a lift me up. As a country,
right.
You know, we can really, really, truly use the lift me up. So it's just, you know, I hope that the first week is all we lose, but you're talking about a sport controlled by men with money. So we don't really know what's going to happen, you know. Let's bring in the Huckleberry, man. We're going to bring him in early this week. I mean, this day.
What's going on, Huckleberry?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey,
how y'all doing
today?
I'm your Huckleberry. I'm going to tell you something. This don't look good. Don't look good at all. Like my boy in Green Mile say, don't look good at all. Tell you, you got the owners who are prepared to they ain't really taking it serious. They had a meeting and they quit at 2:30 in the afternoon yesterday and went home. You know, just walked away from the table and went home. Yeah. So, you know, right now the money strain ain't hit them yet. You know, they willing to let us suffer, not watch baseball for a little while. You know, we might miss a month or so of the season. And I'm not going to get in the dumps right now, but I'm not being optimistic either about us seeing anything on opening day. We're not going to see anything on opening day. So you might as well get used to cornhole and curling, baby.
Oh, my gracious.
And you know what's funny, 57, what's funny to me, before you said it, I was thinking that same thing. That we'll probably miss the entire first month of baseball, you know, and the fact that it doesn't disturb the owners, that it's not a problem. I gotta tell y'all that's not sitting well with me, you know, it's not sitting well with me at all. And I know to them, on the grand scale, we're only fans, you know, and our feelings are not ones of consideration, but I really think it should be. I really think it should be because it's our money that you guys are putting in your pocket come opening day, whichever day you decide that to be. So that kind of doesn't sit well with me. You know, let's go to Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good evening. Hey, Lou.
Hey. Well, I mean, they did resume informal talks today, quote unquote, but I don't think it's going to solve anything right now. So as much as I hate to be a downer, I do think that we're going to lose more games besides the first week of the season. And this is really a shame because you could have the offer that they gave you on Tuesday before the deadline, but you just blew it right back in their face, and, you know, that's what ruined it. So now you're back to square one all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just a mess.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming, though. We just didn't really want to admit it, but we knew it was going to happen. But now you're going to have to pay the price for it, and the fans are going to be the biggest losers of all.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And something else, Lou, you said it's another thing, too, is once they come back, they're going to raise prices on tickets. You watch.
Yeah, because I was just about to say they're saving us some money by us not purchasing their product. But when the product do come back, it's going to be hiked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it's ridiculous. Yeah. If hell, and I know stretch of my elite, but couple of games free, you know what I mean? Make a couple of games first come first serve. You know, get back to the people in some type of way.
Come play in my yard.
Figure. You say what? What you
come
say,
play
Lou?
In my backyard? Come play in my backyard.
Goodness.
I'm gonna charge you a cent. Hey, here's the thought.
All right.
Don't say I never contributed.
Luce playing his backyard. He ain't gonna charge the jam. How, man?
I'm gonna tell
but
you.
That is, hey, the, go ahead, Fitz.
Go ahead, Fitz.
Oh, no, I was gonna say the marketing genius on this is that we, you know, even though the game is not being played, it's just like when they strike in basketball or football. We still buying their gear, though. You know, they still, even though we're not paying, going to the game, we still buying their gear, so they still making money. And I think when I look at teams, and I'm not just bringing up this team because we're right here, but you look at Snyder. Even though they're not winning, the Washington Redskins gear is still number three Mm-hmm. And as far as money making, they still they number three in the and as far as sports go, they're like number three or number four. So he's still making money no matter what.
Is that all over just around that area?
No, that's in the country. That's in the country.
Okay, let me clear on that.
Go ahead. I might be wrong.
We're talking about an organization that has been established since 1932. So
yep.
you have a lot of generations who were or are associated with this team, which, 57 reminds mm-hmm. me, you know, of how jerk and a-hole of a move it was to name this team Commanders and to come out with the excuse you took 2 years to decide this. It took you 2 years to come up with this. But that's another story. But yeah. And I believe that's where we as happy fans and lovers of the game, we do our part in support of these organizations, whether it's a happy move or a sad move, you know? And we give support to these guys, and that's why they feel we can do whatever we want. They're going to buy it. They're going to support. They're going to come to the game. So, you know, price the hot dogs at $20. You know,
that'd be a good hot dog.
I can go to 7-Eleven and get a chili dog for under $2, but I go to the stadium and the same dog cost me almost $20. I don't get it. I just don't get it, you know. But, you know, like I say, man, we love entertainment. You know, we are people that love entertainment, and we want our entertainment. So, you know, I can't really be mad, you know. Can't really be upset. Just hope and pray that, you know, this nonsense goes away, man, and these guys get back to playing baseball.
Really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I can't say for certain is I'm upset right now, and I'm gonna be missing baseball. But as soon as they come back, I'm gonna be right there watching.
You know,
me too.
You know, I remember a white friend of mine walked in on me at watching baseball, and he said, "You watch baseball?" And I said, "Yeah." And he was like, "I mean, you know, most black people don't watch baseball." I said, "Boy, how dare you put me in a box? How dare you put me in a box like
that?"
Is that
right?
I love baseball.
Yep.
I love
And you know
baseball,
what's so stereotypical
man.
About that? I grew up in the South in the 60s, and that's the first thing I ever had in my hand was a baseball and a glove. That's what I learned to play was baseball. It's just so hypocritical. I mean, stereotypical, but that's not true.
It is.
We play baseball.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He said we play baseball.
Yeah. Hey, listen. North Carolina.
That's right.
In the 70s. And a part of those Sundays when we had the double services and we would eat dinner and fellowship with other churches and things of this nature, baseball was what we played. Well, more so softball was what we played, you know. And mm-hmm. I mean, the rules are, only thing the difference in softball is, A, the size of the ball, and B, it doesn't come at you as fast as the regular baseball does. But I mean, it was just like, wow, how can you stereotype me like that? You know, I love competition.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sport is a sport, you know. I want to, you know, come on, bro. He's and he apologized. He, you know, man, I'm so sorry. I, you know, didn't mean anything bad. It was just surprising to come in here and see you watching baseball. He was like, most people will say, yeah, I watch baseball, but, you know, they really not into it. And whatever. Yeah, I'm a baseball guy. I love baseball.
Okay.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're baseball guys. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You know?
That's right. I love it. Love
yeah.
it. Me and Sis, I call Sis, Sis will tell you, I call her middle of the season. Now, you watch that? Because I know she watching the games. I don't even got a question. If I want to talk about football, I call Sis. I mean, baseball, I call Sis because I know she watching it.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Let's welcome Ron into the corner. What's happening, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
007 in the building. About to cook in a minute.
003.
Yeah, I'm about to cook in a minute of lamb chops, mashed potatoes, and collard greens, know what I mean? But yeah.
Okay.
Where you live at, bro? Where you live?
You ain't going.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, you ain't going. I live by a barbecue shop. Sorry, stop. well, two things, though, y'all. Look, I was listening to a story about baseball. I remember I hit the ball, like, really, really hard, like 360 feet. And I bust a car window, and I got a butt whooping for that. But it was I felt like I was in a Major League Baseball game. I cranked that joke.
Hey, we've all been there. Well,
okay.
Those of us that have played the game, yeah, we've all been there, bro. We've all been there. Hey, look, butt whooping at all. Yeah, and ask me as a 12-year-old, would I do it again? Heck yes.
Yep.
Cause nothing matched
yep.
that feeling of hitting that ball out the park. Nothing matched. So yeah.
Can I ask y'all one question?
Go ahead.
Now I'm gonna ask you one question. You'd have been on the golf course. You'd have been on the baseball field. What's the best
mm-hmm.
in the morning when that fog is lifted? The baseball field or the golf course?
I'm
not really into the golf
course. I have to go with the golf course.
Yeah.
It's more relaxing.
Yes. I love the oneness of golf, the quietness, the me against the course, you know. We compete against other people all the time. Rarely do we compete against, you know, the weather conditions.
Yeah.
Itself and ourselves, you know, because golf is the only sport. You can have 16 guys playing and they're only in competition with themselves. Out of all 16. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to say the golf course gets the seven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I wasn't really just talking about the competition. I just, you know, just talking about, you know, that when you walk out on that baseball field, you know, how it looks when you walk out there, the look of it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on everything else you was talking about, the competition. You're right. I agree with you on that 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And listen, there was a certain amount of fun and enjoyment that came from baseball first thing in the morning as well. Like I said, it was in North Carolina, so it was a family thing for me, you know. All my
mm-hmm.
cousins and aunts and uncles and everybody would come out and participate, so it was a good time in that manner for myself, you know. I really enjoyed playing with all of them, you know. But again, yeah, it'll have to be the golf course, man. It'll have to be a golf course. I mean, God, you take a moment, you step back, take a deep breath, and just enjoy the sounds of. And I don't want to get all, you know, nerdy on y'all, but just the sounds.
Nah,
too late, bro.
It sounds accurate. It's accurate. Right?
Too late.
It's accurate.
You know, we gotta have one idiot out there all the time. But for those of you who know what I'm talking about, you've been there. You've been there, and if you haven't, you owe yourself. Try it one time, man, and don't worry about hitting the ball far or anything like that. Just have fun with it. Enjoy it. Let yourself sink into the elements, which are early morning golf. I'm telling you, it's one that you will
and like
never Tracy
say, like Lady T say, take one time if you can to experience the experience of being at a baseball game. I know them $20 hot dogs get to you, but it's like going to Vegas. It's the experience. I'm telling you.
And if that's what's holding you back. And if that's what's holding you back, the prices of the food, just eat really good before you go. Take you some little snack bars and put them in your purse. You know, your little see-through purse, because everything got to be see-through. So, you know, take you some little, you know, energy bars and put them in there. It'll be good to you after the game. Then after the game, y'all go somewhere and eat. It's going to be an experience. I'm telling you. Do it.
Let me say this. I went. I had spaghetti with chili, and I forgot what they called it. Was it chili con corn or whatever it was? But that joint was bomb. I didn't think that it would be. Because I'm looking at it like chili on spaghetti. But, man, goodness gracious. They made me come home and attempt to make that myself. You know,
I know
it was
that's
so
right.
good at the ballpark. Yes, that's on it, every spot it needed to, you know. And I didn't quite make the recipe like they did, but it turned out pretty good, you know. It turned out pretty good, so. Like Tree say, you know, eat if you can before you go.
Mm-hmm.
That will be one of the lessons of your worry when you go to the game itself. Trust me, you'll enjoy.
The first time I went to a baseball game. Here it was in 2011 when they very first opened up the field, and my dad, he haven't went to a baseball game since he was 16, and I kept on begging him to come to the baseball game. He finally came to the baseball game with me. We took a picture in front of Roberto Clemente, Camino, the dude who died in the airplane crash and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, that was the greatest moment, man. The Nationals actually won the game that day.
Good job.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That was memorable.
Good memory.
I've probably done something that none of you have done. That's because I'm older than most of you. I went to the Senators game. When I was a little kid, when they still played in D.C., before they moved out, I went to their games then, and come full circle, I've been to the Nationals game.
Wow. Right. Well, Ron, you got me thinking, and my father and I, the last baseball game that we attended together was Strasburg's debut. Because you remember when we first drafted Strasburg, it was he can't play because of this or he can't play because of that. And when they finally allowed him to play, I hunted everywhere trying to find tickets for that game. And my aunt was working for the Pentagon, and she got my father and I tickets, and it was incredible. Do you hear me?
He threw 14 strikeouts that game. I probably know that the game you're talking about, June 8th.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He had like 16 strikeouts, didn't he? 14.
Yeah, 14. 13, 14. June 8th. That was the day after my birthday. I remember that.
Incredible memories.
Yes.
Those are long-lasting, incredible, awesome memories. I mean, you could just say so many things about that experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baseball. If you guys are listening, this is what you're taking away from us with this argument, with this disagreement, really, because that's all it is. One side want one thing, another side wants something else. But you're taking away some father and son, or mother and son, or father and daughter, or you know, you're taking the ability to make a memory for something for them to love your sport for generations. You know, my son was a little young, a little tight. He couldn't even go to the game because he was so small, you know. So my father and I went together, and I tell you, my father said, he said, son, that boy is going to be amazing. He said, son, don't judge this book by the cover. That boy is going to be, because I was like, you know, Strasburg, if you've ever seen him live, he's huge. He's unorthodox. He walks not easy.
Yeah.
You know, and you just like, I don't see an athlete there at all. But when he finished pitching that game, I was in awe. I was in awe. So come on, baseball. You know, let's put this pettiness behind us, man. Behind us. Every agreement takes a little give. And take. That's it. Give, take, and let's get back to playing baseball, man. Get back to the daggone game, man. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all.
Grooving right there, bro.
Wasn't it though?
Yes, sir.
NBA, we gonna go ahead. Yeah. We gonna try to transition into the NBA here. The season moving right along, y'all. Teams are jockeying and racing and trying their damnedest to get to that number one spot, especially in the East. And I don't know about you guys, but it is so surprising to me to see a Western competition played out in the East. Because we all know in years past, we look at the East as, you know, who's ever coming out of the East, they probably won't win it all. But let's just hope they make, especially after Chicago and their dominance. And we got to mention the Celtics and their dominance. But for real, for the most part, and I'm just keeping it honest, most of the championships have been won by Western Conference teams. So,
yes,
you know, to see the East all clogged up and these guys, you know, battling one another like they are, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, and it's showing there is parity within the National Basketball Association. Come on, Trees. I know you got something to say with this, Trees.
I'm just with you. Like I don't know what to say. I'm confused.
Yeah. Why are you confused?
I'm confused. I'm lost for words. I'm confused.
Okay. Oh my goodness, we have befuddled Lady T. Hey, listen.
I'm still trying to get my thoughts together, like in my brain, like how I want to say it, and how
okay.
I see. I don't want it to come out all crazy. So come back to me.
Come on, Ron.
Come on, Ron.
Well, I could say this. You know, like, okay, I know Philadelphia, in my mind, you know, with James Harden and with Joel Embiid, you know, Philadelphia, like you said, Tuesday, you know, everything they doing this year is expectation. But when you have the Celtics, who was seeded number 10 in the first half of the season, then you go in the 8-game winning streak, and being in the top six seed, they sit now, and on probably on course, you know, saying running over on the four seed. Whereas though, you know, if they in the four seed, they can have a home field advantage in the playoffs because you know 1-4 you get home. And I think the East is number six. Celtics number six. Yup. I have somebody from the East winning the championship because I don't trust Phoenix. I don't trust the Clippers. You know, every time you think the Clippers going to do something, none of them, and you know where the Lakers stand. So I mean, it has to be somebody from the East, either Philadelphia or the Celtics, winning it.
I feel what you're saying about Phoenix, especially since the Chris Paul,
CP3.
Especially since his injury, I kind of lost confidence in Phoenix. But I hate to break it down to you. There's already a little discord going on in Philly with Green and Harden. Green was inbounding the ball. Harden was standing right there wide open, not a player on him. And Green bypassed him and threw the ball inbounds to another player. And Harden, I mean, that whole possession, Harden stood down court with his arms like, wow. I mean, what's going on here? You know? So as much as I hate to admit it, because I know how my co-host gonna react to this, but I seriously see Chicago or Miami. One of those guys will represent the East. And
yes.
If it's Chicago, I think they're going to take it. If it's Chicago, I think
okay.
they're going to take it. They're playing better ball than most teams in the East or Western Conference. So, you know, I'd be surprised.
Yes.
The second round even of playoff basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But
Okay, so I'm getting my thoughts together in my head, and I'm looking at my team, which is the Chicago Bulls, right? My team, Chicago Bulls, they are kind of they playing really good ball. Don't get me wrong, but what I need them to do is I need them to get the assist up. If they can get the assist up, it will put me at ease, you know, going through the Eastern Conference, because when the Bulls play the Heat, it's like the Bulls playing themselves. They're so matched up so well. They match up so well together. So it's like we playing ourselves. And it's like they always get the better of us most times because we're hurt right now. But once we get completely healthy, then you will see, I guess, the assists go back up, because most of our key players are out. Like, we have three key players that's out right now. And that's where most of the assists come from. But it's always next man up. So if you don't do what they was doing, then we're going to lose. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're going to lose if they don't do that. They have to do that. They have to pick it up. They have to pick the assist up.
Right.
Do that
right.
make sense?
Share the ball a little better. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that wholeheartedly. Let me ask you this. Why didn't Chicago take a chance on picking up a point guard who is more of a distributor than a scorer himself? You know, why didn't they take a flyer on one of these guys? You know, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Right, I was saying the same thing, Kale. Like, we could have, you know, we could have, should have, you know, picked up somebody. But I'm thinking that they're thinking we're going to do it from within the organization, you know, like bring some people up, because they've been bringing people up from the G League. So I don't know if that's the plan, because I'm not in on it. So I didn't call them this week to let, you know, they didn't tell me what the whole plan was. I'm just going what I think it is. You know, they left me out the call this week. They usually give me that little call. You know, I ain't getting the call.
I ain't messing with you, girl. I ain't messing with you at all. But I'll reiterate the fact. Teams look good right now, especially in this Eastern Conference. But I really and wholeheartedly believe that the one that everyone's looking up to, the one that everyone's chasing, is Chicago. Chicago and Miami are one and two in my book. Chicago and Miami.
Well, they are 1-2 right now as we speak. They're 1-2. Heat 1, Chicago 2.
You see, and the funny thing about it, through the weekend, that probably will change again. You know what I mean? So you know.
And Kevin Durant is back after 21 games, you know, missing with that MCL. He's coming back tonight. I think he's playing tonight. And they were trying to see what kind of deal, you know, was it better that Harden left? And because Kevin Durant is there with Kyrie and he's missing all these times. And can he bring them back, like, you know, the good white hope, and, you know, bring them back? At least they can make the playoffs. Because I don't even know, you know, what let me see. The Nets are 8. So the Nets are 8. Yes, so they right there. They did that.
Oh, they dropped way down. Wow.
They dropped.
Can I say something? Fuck Kevin Durant. You hear me? Fuck Kevin Durant. Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wait a
Funk
minute, bro.
Listen, man. Listen.
That was for him saying that. Sorry, I got your back.
Yeah. Because that you know, and I don't care what anybody says or how you feel. I feel like Kevin Durant has turned his back on the city. I feel like Kevin Durant has made it every effort he can to come up with every reason as to why he won't come home and play ball. So forget Kevin Durant. Funk Kevin Durant, as far as I'm concerned.
On the Durant thing, I'm just gonna laugh and say we said that 2 years ago, Kev. So I'm gonna pass on over that. But
okay,
I think the beneficiary of the trades and deadline and everything, in my opinion only, mm-hmm. is Philadelphia.
Right.
Since they got their new coach, Philadelphia looks like a different team. Embiid is in the right place now, you know. Mm. I know the incident you're talking about, Kale, but I think that was just one incident, and it was a bad play. He should have thrown the ball to Harden, but he didn't. Maxey is playing better right now. He's scoring more. And Harden and Embiid together, I think if they showed the stats today as far as, like, the assist and points ratio in their last three games has, like, been off the chart.
Dynamic. Yeah.
You know, so I think between Chicago, Miami, and, something else I wanted to comment on what Tree said. Miami and Chicago, sometimes I can't remember, especially if they both got on the white uniform. I'm like, who am I watching? Because it looked like they're playing the same game sometimes. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You know,
so
they gonna. I think they one of them gonna cancel the other one out. That's what I think.
So the Celtics don't have a chance. They don't have a shot.
No, the Celtics a good team, but they missing something. Something they missing. I don't think they can get up there to that top tier to play in the finals. I don't think they can make it.
That's
seven games in a row. Now the same team.
Yeah, exactly. And as far as Phoenix goes. They showed us last year that they, for some reason, they're not strong in closing. They're not strong. They can go all the way to the championship. They petered out last year in the championship and didn't have it, even with Chris Paul and their full lineup. They didn't have it. They couldn't go all the way.
Man, they was potent, too. You just knew they was going to win the championship last year, especially that boy Aiden, down the paint.
He grew up in the playoffs.
Yep, he did.
Gerald online said Philly will win the whole thing.
Oh, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, because Aiden was down in the paint. You know what I'm saying? He was shooting at one time. He was shooting like 78%, and in the game for a center.
Yes.
I never heard nothing like
Chris
that.
Paul.
Shaq numbers.
They exposed Chris Paul, and then Booker could not carry the team, you know, and the whole team was just tired, and they were worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what, 57, I'm going to say this about that. A lot of teams that we thought couldn't make it the year before, they wore out, but it's something about that team that wore out that year before, and they come back with the adequate energy and attention to detail that very next season and win a championship. We all recall, why did this happen? Steph Curry and Golden State, you know, the first year that they went, I mean, it just looked like we all thought, because of this season they had, they were going to sweep right through the playoffs. But they didn't. They failed that first season and then came back that second season. And this was pre Kevin Durant. They mm-hmm. came back and won the championship. So, again, my lack of confidence with Phoenix comes from Chris Paul and his injury. The rest of that team, I mean, it's a wait and see stance with them. It's a wait and see as far as I'm concerned. Because it's nothing like a team who knows what to expect and who knows what's going to happen. And they just bring it. They just bring it, man. Okay. So I'm gonna give away the see on that 57. I'm gonna have to, because too many times before, like I said, guys, too many times before we've seen teams come back and it's a totally different situation. Their next attempt, their next season trying. So we don't know yet. We don't know yet. But hey, I tell you what. It's going to be hella fun watching them. It's going to be hella fun watching them and looking, seeing these things try to get over their own angst and nerves and everything. It's going to be fun, you know. And if nothing else, from the eastern side of things alone. From the eastern side of things alone, we're in for a beautiful playoff run. From the eastern side alone, even with our adored and loved Lakers, even with the adored and loved Lakers not being a part of it, you know, we should still see good basketball being played. And at the end of the day, that's all I want. You know, that's all I want at the end of the day. I don't know about you guys, but as long as it's good games and memories are made, I'm all for it.
Me too. As long as it's good games and the Lakers don't win, I'm all for it.
Hey, bruh.
I feel the same way about the Lakers as I felt about Tom Brady and the Patriots.
He is crazy.
Look here, bruh. I don't even think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. And if they do, I would doubt very seriously, other than that first round, the Lakers playing any type of meaningful basketball. Seriously. We talking about your Lakers, dude. Come on.
They on last so far. I'm done with the Lakers.
Yes.
Them are not my Lakers, man. How y'all doing? Them are not my Lakers.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, they the
What's
fakers.
Up, Ted?
They the fakers, huh?
The fakers.
Yeah, well, they got LeBron and D.
Somebody say them bright old colors.
But yeah, they done for it, man. They pretty much they done for it, man. They not gonna make the playoffs and. It'd be interested to see if LeBron is going to stay and what kind of moves they're going to make during off season. So, or during the payout, but the buyout market, if that hasn't passed yet.
LeBron reminds me right now of how Jordan looked when he came here. You know, he can hit that jumper, but he can't go to the basket.
Hey, man.
He put on some
weight. Hold on, man. Don't be why you gotta take that swing at us, man?
Hey, he wasn't lying.
But you know, remember,
overweight.
LeBron can't will a team to victory like he used to be able to. He'll pop that three on you all night long, but he ain't taking three and four people to the hole no more like he used to. You know, showing that dominance like he used to, and that means a lot to your team and your other players. Especially you got young players, they see the big man going hard. He doesn't go hard like that anymore. On occasions only. He's not the LeBron of old.
I was going to say 57. You're right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say you're right. He does do it, but it's on occasion. But, you know, I think also it's what's surrounding him also And what's lack of surrounding him, like Lady T constantly say, the plastic man, the fragile man, whatever he is, the dude can't stay on the floor. We already know who that is, you know. And atomically deficient, you know what I mean? That's
what AD. With the peanut brittle.
But I'm going with the AD with the initials, you know. Follow me, you know what I mean? Atomically deficient.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Anatomically, you know, okay. So that's him. And so also Westbrook, the woes of that. And also I'm going to put the blame on their coach. I'll be real quick, Quail. On their coach, you know, with the lack of, you got size, you got Dwight Howard, who's proven, regardless of what you people feel about him, but he has a championship, and he's proven to be a fortified center if he can keep his head in the game and not do nothing stupid. But he will defend the rim and he will rebound, you know, and under the basket he can put back shots, and then you don't play. Jordan, I don't know what's going on with Jordan, but all these teams seem to get him, but yet he don't seem to get any time. So, but they trying to play LeBron at center, and he can't do that. He couldn't even stick with Luka. Luka made him look real bad. So, he's going to do something, man.
Yeah.
You know, that is the curse for playing with LeBron James, because. And Ted, I'm with you on everything you just named. I'm with you on all of that. But we left out the fact that LeBron isn't who he was anymore.
Right.
And because he's not those other weaknesses of those other players, they stand out glaringly.
There you go.
True.
Because I look at LeBron with the Cavaliers, and he had teammates that weren't sufficient. He had teammates that weren't necessarily top 75 in the NBA. Hell, top 750 for real. And and he was able to play and will them to victory, to a championship. Mm-hmm. And it leads me to one question, y'all. We're hearing over and over and over again that LeBron's goal is to stay playing until Bronny actually reaches the league. My question is, do you guys think anyone is going to want him on their team? Because we gotta remember, there's a game side and there's a business side to basketball. And the more we watch LeBron, and we're talking about his son just leaving high school, and he doesn't have the same attribute and stature that LeBron had, so. We know he's going to at least spend 1, maybe 2 years in the college game. And
he might come straight out of high school, bro. It might let him come straight out of high school.
If they do that, I'm through with basketball. Because watching that little boy, we all know he is not ready for the pros, man. He's not ready for the pros.
Yeah. I don't want to you know, keep hopping on LeBron or keep giving him any more, you know, wasn't it? But you said something that really stuck to me. You talk about he has willed his team, but I know the point you made at first, as far as you said, you know, he's not the same. That's true. I totally agree with that. But then you came with talking about how he willed his team before. I can't agree with him and even willing his team before, because in that Golden State series, yeah, they were down. But then you got to look at what happened with the whole scenario of how they kicked out Draymond Green, how they kicked him out the game, and then how other members had got hurt. Also, you got to look at Kyrie. hit that big shot. Okay? And then with as far as the championship with Miami, you got to figure, what's the name hit that big shot? Ray hit that big shot because LeBron missed that shot he took, and Bosh got the rebound and kicked it to Ray Allen in the corner. Ray hit that big shot. So he hasn't really willed nobody. He has won it, but to say that he has willed his team, nah. And that just goes as another notch to how they can't say he's comparison with Jordan, because Jordan willed his team when he had the flu, if you want to say that. But he's willed his team in those crucial moments, you know, whereas he put him on his back and said, boom, let's do it. Sidebar.
I will say in Miami, no, he didn't. He didn't, because he was basically running off of Dwayne Wade and Bosh, Chris Bosh. Their will and their way, but when he won it with Cleveland, I'm sorry, he only had one other person with him. He only had
and
one,
that's who hit that
one
big
other
shot.
Person with. Okay, but
and Love Cleveland, played good ball. He had Love and JR also. He had JR too, and Love. He had a good squad. He had a good squad. He had Tristan. He had a good squad at Cleveland when he came back to Cleveland.
Well, you're forgetting, Ted, that it's two sides to playing with a superstar like LeBron. It's two sides to it. You got the side of, I don't want to mess this up, I'm too scared to take this shot. And then you got the other side of, man, I'm going to take this shot and some of his shine right along with it. And Kyrie Irving wanted all of that smoke. He wanted all of it. You understand me? He wanted to be that man. So taking that shot didn't bother him, didn't frustrate him, slow him down. A matter of fact, it seemed to have motivated him a little more. It made him want, he wanted those moments, you know, where a lot of players shy away and allow things to be what they be. It seemed to me like Kyrie was like, I want this. Give me this moment. So, but I just feel what you're saying, and you're not totally wrong at all. But like when it comes down
how
to
you
Cleveland,
think, there you go with totally wrong. How do we even a degree of wrongness? So, wow. But go ahead, man.
Part of what you said was true. That's how.
That's your opinion,
that's
brother.
How.
But go ahead, man.
Lady T.
Go ahead.
Look,
yes.
This is just my opinion. And I'm changing.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying it to everybody. I think now, I changed my opinion for what I said earlier. I think now the 76ers are going to win the East and go to the championship. They signed DeAndre Jordan.
It has to be chemistry.
I think if DeAndre Jordan can play with anybody, because he ain't looking to hog the ball. He just want to play ball. I think that's a good addition.
He ain't looking to do nothing. I'm just trying to talk to you. I'm just asking you what he did in the last couple of games with his last team to make you think, you know, that they're going to win. To make you change your opinion from your winning.
Because he's an added element. He's not coming to be the savior. He's an added element, a good added element that's going to make the team stronger.
And he hitting free throws.
Philly's problem is the same. I don't care who they add to Philly, they're still being led by a dude that you can't depend on. They're still being led by a guy that here a minute, gone the next. So Philly can add whomever they want to. I can see you guys why you would say that that this is a good move for them, but I'm telling you, Philly's problem is the guy that's leading them. That's what's wrong with Philly, you know? And until Embiid can prove that he's a true leader, a dependable leader, Philly's going to continue to have these problems. He's what?
He has Ben Simmons was in the way the whole time. Ben Simmons was the one that was clouded.
Wow. Ben Simmons was in the way.
He was.
Ben
Simmons was in the way because, reason why I say that, because, you know, when he was with them, they was losing. You know, there was games where he scored no points. Like, his hand wasn't in the game because Ben Simmons was going through injuries back and forth, so there was no chemistry with him. Now Ben Simmons is gone, they third seed, and they looking good.
They was already third seed. They was fourth seed before the trade. They was fourth seed, but they only went up once.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
What I was going to say, the difference from last year to this year is Embiid, he in a whole new atmosphere with Philadelphia as far as play style. You know, now having Ben Simmons, and the chemistry is right in Philadelphia, which, you know, why they're in third seed right now.
And this is why Embiid is a nothing. Okay,
right.
If you're a big man and you're healthy enough to play, your scoring shouldn't matter about anyone else on your team. Because if you're making it, they're going to feed that ball down to you. Maybe Embiid was too concentrated on jumpers and three-pointers than controlling that. That's all. Go ahead,
Tree. But what I was going to say was when Embiid got hurt, everybody remember when Embiid got hurt, who led the team? Who led the team? I'm asking the question. Who led the team? Because y'all keep bringing up the one game that he didn't score no points. But everything else don't show up in the stat book. The things that he does don't show up on a stat book. Okay, so let's go back to when Embiid got hurt. Embiid is hurt, hadn't played whole month, almost two.
Yeah.
Who kept them in the running?
Ben Simmons.
So, y'all keep talking about he was in the way, he doing that. He made one mistake. He made one mistake, and he's going to pay for it because won't nobody let it go.
What I was saying, two of them together didn't work.
Oh, we knew
it
that.
Didn't work with both of them together. So,
it worked until Embiid was hurt and he saw the true value of Ben Simmons. Then it didn't work anymore. But it worked all the way up until the point of Embiid's injury. And then all of a sudden, instead of Embiid, it was Simmons, and Embiid felt
like
some type of way behind
him. Yeah.
There it is. That's what.
Bill? Can I say something that you made that point? Okay. It's interesting that you said that because I saw the game yesterday where Harden played his first home game. And how they gave him the accolades and was cheering. And I thought about that. I'm like, man, is Embiid going to feel some type of way that Harden getting signed now and getting all the publicity and getting the cheers and stuff and people wearing beards and stuff already? You know, is he going to take that shine from Embiid that Embiid needs and the cheering that Embiid needs? So that's a good point you made, man. I sure thought about that when I saw the game the other day.
Mm-hmm. Well, sis,
like I'm saying,
I don't know why they keep bringing up Ben Simmons. You know, that water went under that bridge a long time ago. You know, I'm just going on what I've seen in the last few games since the All-Star break and a couple of games I've seen him play alongside Harden. It seems like he's getting the ball. They're running their offense better. I'm talking about the Sixers. You know, it just seems like, you know, Embiid is playing better now since the All-Star break than he did before the All-Star break. I don't know. I ain't got nothing to do with Ben Simmons. That was last year. As far as right now, it just seems like he's playing better in the last few games since he's gotten with Harden than before. And I just think that Harden knows how to move him around better than even the coach over there, Rivers, does. And that's why I changed my opinion. That's the only reason why. But it's, yeah.
I got you. I feel you on that. I'm feeling some of that order once we start the playoffs, because none of that ain't going to work. But I feel him.
Yeah.
And he's entitled to his opinion. And I ain't going to debate his opinion.
And Milwaukee might have something to say too, because you know they the reign of champ, so we can't sleep on them either.
Yeah, you ain't lying. That's a good one.
But Milwaukee, we're gonna bring out the Tang game. Who's that with the dog in the background?
I don't know that.
I know who that is. Ron, get them killers.
Yeah, who got that little mutt?
Hey, Tay, come on, Tay.
Ain't gonna bite nobody.
Kill's corner fan.
My man, y'all.
How
Shut
y'all doing?
Ron.
Yeah, mute yourself, Ron.
Ron,
my bad. Go ahead, Tay.
Ron Yorke trying to get on the corner with us, man. Leave that dog alone, y'all. What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, I'm right here.
How y'all doing today? Hey, look, I've been listening to y'all for the last 10 minutes about the 76ers and all that, and I'm jiving with 57 because the last six games since Harden been there, them boys been 6-0. And Harden really wants the ring. He know how to be a floor general when he's supposed to. He knows how to play the game, and I do believe that he's going to put Embiid in the right position. I don't know if they're going to win the championship, but I know we're going to see a better team than what we've been seeing in the 76ers.
That's good. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, all that y'all saying, you know, but this ain't that year. I feel some
hateration going on in here, man.
I understand you got some competition. I can understand that competition coming over there to Chicago. Don't worry about it, Miss T. Y'all might be all right.
Might.
I mean, I'm just letting you know, man. I believe that's going to be the Eastern Conference championship if y'all don't have to run into each other. During the playoffs, I believe y'all will meet each other in the Eastern Conference Championship for the championship. Because both of y'all are strong.
Well, what about Miami?
Hey, Tay.
I ain't knocking Miami out.
Miami's strong, but, you know, I'm just saying that with that move with Harden over there with the 76ers and the way Harden know how to, when he played the way he's supposed to play, and he's been doing that for the past few years, so I can't just keep on saying that. He's been playing the way he's supposed to have been playing the whole time. I just believe he know what he need to do to get this ring.
They signed DeAndre Jordan today.
I heard you say that too, 57. I heard you say that. Signed that. That's a good pickup, because when he go out, DeAndre Jordan do have a whole lot of energy. He's going to go hard in the paint for you.
DeAndre Jordan trade come with a physical therapist and a psychiatrist, yeah? For real, Joe. DeAndre Jordan been bounced around from here to there and everywhere and has made no difference nowhere he has been. I'm sorry, because if he did, he'd still be there. He'd still be there. So,
and that's fact, though. I don't understand that. That's fact, though, big bro. He has been bounced around. But I ain't really thinking about DeAndre Jordan.
I'm just talking about what he was with. He was just with the wasn't he with the net? He was with Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
He went over there to the 76ers too.
Oh yeah, he went over there. Yeah. Right.
They have the wholesale.
Oh man.
Remember he was on the Lakers bench last?
He was on the Lakers bench too. He was. I thought he was with the Nets last. You might be right though, because he was with the Lakers. Though I remember seeing him with that yellow uniform on.
And that was just recently, because the Nets had been got rid of him. Because remember last year we said why they didn't play him in the playoffs. It was
right,
like, wow, what is wrong with him? Is he healthy or not healthy?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Ted. Yeah, that's just the way we do it. The Lakers don't know how to play nobody. To me, I don't when he went to the Lakers. Because the Lakers right now, they just don't know how to play nobody over there.
It's all about who LeBron says. If LeBron want him, they gonna play him.
And look, right. LeBron ain't even gonna be there. LeBron getting up out of there.
You think he gonna get up out of there?
LeBron going somewhere else, man. Because he already said what he want to do. He going somewhere else now. Where though? He already been controlling his career for the last few years anyway, almost a decade. So you already know he's definitely going to control this because he already said wherever his son play, he's trying to play with him in his last year. So these last few years, he really going to have on different uniforms probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't come down here.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
He might not, though. But if he stay with the Lakers, I believe it'd only be for like 2 years. Whereas though after his first year, he can opt out and still do what he want if he do stay with him. You right, he could still stay with him.
I'm tell you something. The owner, she in love with LeBron.
Yeah,
she's in love with. She in love with him.
Debo said the Lakers just waived him last week. They just waived Jordan the last week, man. And all I'm going to say, all the help that the Lakers need, if DeAndre Jordan was really bringing it like that, they wouldn't have traded him, man.
He probably didn't even want to go out there because they was going to depreciate him. He probably ain't going out there with them bums, them old fools looking all crazy out there. I'm not running up and down this floor. He probably stayed on the bench, bro.
Yeah, true that.
We never heard of any problems with DeAndre Jordan.
No, we haven't. We just heard a trade and release.
You know?
That's it.
I mean, Rondo was there. He got rid of Rondo. I think it's LeBron, man.
Oh, I know it is. It's just the Wizards were too damn, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, man. Hey, man, some songs you just hear two bars of that joint, and you just instantly start dancing, you know, whether you feel like it or not. Tell me when y'all heard this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me your shoulders ain't
thought about.
Like, that's my damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Next Friday.
You know what I'm saying?
Music. All right. Music, come on, I think about next Friday.
Yeah, you do. And that party they
were
there.
Yes,
you
sir.
Do. You do.
You jam, baby, just like you said. You ready to party.
Coming up April 16th, y'all, we got Earl Spence Jr. and Yardenis Hugus. Yardenis Hugus. I think I'm pronouncing his name correct.
You said it.
Say what?
Yardenis. It's Yardenis.
Okay.
You got.
Okay. I need you all to tell me who's going to win and why. Who's going to win and why?
Between
in your book, Earl Spence Jr.
Yardenis.
Hey, you know what? Put a bow in that. Put a bow in that. And forgive me, y'all, because I skipped a subject and I really, really wanted to go into this. But we just talked so much basketball. I was ready to move away from basketball. But forgive me for this, y'all. Ex-NBA players had harsh remarks regarding this 2022 dunk contest and the weakness of the event. Is somebody asleep?
Yeah, somebody, what is it?
Look at some noise. Mute your phones.
Somebody's asleep.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ex-NBA players have had harsh remarks regarding the dunk contest and the weakness of the event.
Yes.
What do you think could be done, or how can it be changed to make this dunk contest what we've known it to be? Any volunteers for first? Let me say this. Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, some of the superstars who are complaining about the dunk contest. And on one hand, you got people saying, well, they're just old players, and that's why they're saying that. And on the other hand, you got people saying that what they're saying is true. This contest isn't nowhere near what it used to be. Treece, do you recall what you said to me, Treece, when we talked about this contest?
What part? Because I was going.
Right. Sis was going, y'all, for real. But the main thing that stood out to me was how many times that guy missed his dunk attempt and was still given another chance.
Right.
Can I say this?
I understand and I realize it's a TV time slot. So they have to fill the slot. They have to fill the slot, so I can understand that. I didn't even watch the dunk contest this year, guys. I didn't even watch it. The big sports fan that I am, I've just been disappointed since the 90s, for real.
You know that, bro?
For real.
You hit it on the nose when you said that Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, and Shaq and all them complaining, the big superstars are not in the dunk contest no more, so it's not that exciting. Like you said, we get the LeBrons that were supposed to have been in it, but not him now. But like if Morant get in it next year, guys that we really see flying around as superstars get in it, and maybe if they might have to put something in the pot, winner take all. No second place, no nothing on somebody. Because it got to be something more exciting than they just keep on getting this trophy. That's why they're not tripping either. They don't care about that trophy no more, man.
Right.
They don't care really about none of it no more, man.
Hey, can I say
Big Cat showed that he cared because he wanted to show everybody that he was the baddest big man shooting in the league. And he put his heart into it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to say none of them other guys in the three-point contest didn't. But in them other contests, man, they don't put their heart all into it because they don't even care about them little trophies, man. They trying to get the MVP for that game.
Right.
Hey, can I say this? Maybe, you know, I'm going to think outside the box on this. I'm for the little guys. Like back in the day, seeing Spud Webb win the dunk contest or seeing Nate Robinson in a dunk contest, you know, little guys or that or creativity like Blake Griffin jumping over the truck or creativity. Yeah, Dwight Howard, you know what I'm saying, with the Superman cape, you know what I'm saying, and doing his thing. It's about creativity and you know, the underdogs. Like I said, youngers who 5'9", somebody 5'9", it got to be something spectacular, things, you know, mix them all together. And, you know, it's boring because it's nothing unique anymore. It's all the same, and it's boring.
But
you know,
Gerald Spate online. Gerald Spate online said the dunk contest is boring now. Vince Carter ended that Sugar Honey Iced Tea.
That's deep.
That's true. Yep. Like if our man John Morant say like he say, if them rims really high enough, all he got to do is jump that rim up to about 14 feet and do something creative, and it'll really be over with.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Tay? I'm tired of seeing people jumping over cars and trucks and three people helping them and everything. And maybe I'm too old school, but don't seem like there's any creativity. And what the person online just said about Vince Carter ended it, you know, I mean, those are just dunks. They grabbed the ball and they ran them, three people helping them. A car wasn't in the way. You know, it's just too crazy now.
I mean, what's wrong with that creativity, though, bro?
Hey, man, first of all, Let's keep it within the basketball element. Ain't no car gonna be on the court. You know?
No.
Come on now.
No.
Let's come with your head. Let's come with what you got with your body, your head, with, you know, I know it's advertisement. Michael Jordan never jumped over a car. Dominique never jumped over a car.
Jumped over the hood of it. He didn't even jump over the car. He jumped over the hood.
No,
the hood of it. Exactly.
And Rob, John Wall, the man who was the first one we saw dunk two basketballs at one time.
Yeah.
They robbed John Wall and gave Blake Griffin that trophy. And I was heated. I was heated. Because
he's the first
time,
one you saw?
Yes.
He
John
wasn't
Wall
the first
was
one
the
that
first one.
No, he wasn't the first one that did it in a dunk contest.
Doc
was the first one to done it. Then Larry Nance done it.
Did they
Doc
win
the
contest?
Was first to do what?
Doc with two
balls. Yeah.
Oh, I thought. Doc was the first to dunk. I thought you were talking about jumping over a car. I'm like, Doc never jumped over no car.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Doc.
Even still.
Hey, I have a question.
Two basketballs were a greater feat than jumping over a hood, like Tree said, of a car. He didn't even jump over the meat part of the car. He jumped over the hood. Come on, bro.
Totally agree. I totally agree. But now I'm going to take it back. Now, like you said, I agree as far as Vince Carter. He did really put on the show. But now let's go with the last one I think was interesting. What was the Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, where they robbed Aaron Gordon. He did have a apparatus on the floor, which was the which was the dummy, the mascot, you know. Wow. Yeah. So he had that. He had that. He had help, and that's the case of what y'all was saying before. But it was creative what he did. Okay. So
right.
Then, you know, and Zach Levine repeated as being the duck winner. So, but that was an exciting one. After that was after the Vince Carter and stuff. So, but I agree with y'all. It's been a whitewash, man. They need to do other things. But one of the things that what's the name brought up, they should have dunkers, people from all over the states and stuff, because you got some creative dunkers that's you know, in cities. That's pretty much all they practice on is dunking, because you got to figure the NBA, they don't have too much time to be doing all that whirly-dirly stuff, you know, because they practicing as far as on their game.
I'm a little bit more with what Tank said, because he was like, they don't really care about the trophy. Like, I put it on my shelf, so what? Okay, next day. But if you give somebody some money, you dangle some money in front of them, they're going to go all out for that money, because they can donate it, they can flip it, they can do whatever they want to do with that money. You know what I mean? So
now,
if you give people what they really want, they might work a little bit harder for it.
Let me ask you a question, Ted. You're saying take people from the inner city, people who are not signed NBA players, and let them compete. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure guys that aren't in the NBA do dunk more than NBA players, and I'm pretty sure that they could bring some creative dunk to the table, but people want to see stars that they watch all the time. They don't, and it's unfair, yes, but they don't want to give those guys that chance. Come on, Ron.
But what do you want to say, Ron?
Go ahead, Ron.
Come on, Ted.
Well, people want to see exciting things, you know, exciting dunk contests. Okay, now the stars ain't get it. Now, if you go to YouTube and look at some of them guys who be doing them dunks, and they also have had dunk contests where they've had it not on a professional level, but in contests, whether it be from college things or whatever, but where they offer them $25,000, whatever. But they have had that. But go and check out YouTube, man, and check out some of these cats that be doing these dunks, man. I'm leaving with that.
There's some nice ones out there.
And then I agree with, as far as Tank saying, as far as you put incentive with the cats getting money, but the superstars are getting paid already. So they don't want to, I mean, what you going to throw, $50,000 to them?
Yeah.
A million to them? But
they're getting
the superstars. Huh?
Never cars. They give people cars for doing certain things. They don't need another car. I take the money.
And I think you're right too, sis.
Nobody turned down no money.
They seem to play hard when they play for charities too. You know, they play differently. So I think you're right.
Yeah.
If you're donating the money to somebody or playing for a certain charity, that, you know, I think you're right.
I wish.
To me,
them recognizing HBCU schools this All-Star weekend was a good thing. I think that was the thing that added, that kept my attention. But the slam dunk, it doesn't really interest me no more to watch that.
Right. See, that's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get people to be interested, you know, get back interested in the slam dunk. But how can we make it more interesting is what the question was. Like, what would you do?
I think it was like Tang was saying. You know,
yeah,
I think that's the only thing that you can really do.
Yeah, some type of incentive program, like something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know.
All right, we got,
like you said, some charity.
We got Ron back. We got Ron back finally. Come on, Ron. What was your point?
I have a good idea.
Okay.
Bring back the chocolate thunder so he can shatter the backboard.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
You think he can get them legs up?
Or Darkest Ham. Or get Darkest Ham. Shout out the backboard. Get all tens. All tens cross board. That's
man,
the only thing
yeah.
I can say. It's boring. I mean, the point is the dunk contest is boring. And it has to be something out of this world nowadays, or it's just continuously going to be boring. Just the same
right.
old thing. Yeah. Same old thing, different year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we ain't got
yeah.
exciting people joining. So that's part of the problem, too. We don't have the most excited people like John Morant, that boy Edwards, you know, people like that. Like, you don't have those type of people that's joining now. DeAndre Ayton, like, he's big. No big man. I don't see nobody really wanting to be a part of it. I don't know. It's like taboo or something. Like, if they do that, something's going to happen. I don't know. Ooh. Like, everybody's scared of it. Nobody wants to do
because it's about
anything. Being in a dunk contest ever.
And I guarantee Ooh. You, I can guarantee you this. If he would have in his prime, then we would have more players doing it now. I know a lot of people are like, you know, you can't blame LeBron for this and you can't blame LeBron for that. And I agree. You cannot blame him for everything. But for the tradition that is NBA, the traditions that go on in the league, for them to be ignored, for them to be ostracized, I can blame the player who first did it.
Yeah.
And like we said, Vince Carter shocked everyone when he dunked and put his whole forearm through the rim. And
yes, indeed.
And we all were like, wow. We all were
yes.
like, wow. That is what's missing. A superstar
and
coming in and bringing that wow factor.
I don't think, but you know what, bro? Like
yeah,
Space said earlier.
Time, let me finish, Tang.
Go ahead.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Nothing pissed me off more, guys. Nothing. When LeBron turned down the opportunity to dunk in the dunk contest, but
mm-hmm.
that very next game he played, he had all type of circus dunks, as if to say, there, see, I could have did this. I could have gave y'all that. I could have gave y'all this. Tim, you should have gave us that. You should
right.
have. Because now doing a real game ain't the time for you to be circus. That's it. Go ahead, Tang. I'm sorry, bro.
No, you good. But just like Space said, man, after Vince Carter did that, what else? When you just brought up that dunk and I started thinking, I was like, what's somebody going to do? Put their leg in the rim? Put their whole arm in the rim? What they going to do now? There's nothing. There's really nothing they can do.
Arm through the rim. Remember?
Huh?
I said, did that one too with the arm through the rim.
That's what I'm saying. When Big Bro brought that up, I'm sitting here thinking, like, even Ja Morant, the only thing he can really do is hide the rim. Because like y'all said, everybody doing the same dunks that we done already saw. It ain't too much you can do. Think of something you can do. Tell me something that, I mean, if you really could jump that high, what would you do?
Yep.
Right.
And when you think about
that's
it.
That's why they brought out the cars and the ladders.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your most exciting,
you
your most exciting dunks are doing the game. In the heat of the game. You know,
yeah.
a lot of the players that make the exciting dunk say, man, I didn't know I was going to do it until I got there. So, like Tang just said, Most of the dunks that we've seen, we've already seen them already. So what else are you going to do? Put your leg in the hoop?
Well, yeah. What are we going to see?
You brought up a good point. You just brought up a good point. The best dunks are done in that All-Star game, right? So why not let's move the do both in one thing, the dunk contest and the All-Star game all in one. Whoever do the best dunk.
Just get let go of all of us.
In the regular game throughout the season, Mr. T.
Throughout the season. I don't think we should.
We're doing that, T. I see the injury factor raising. You know what I mean? Because it's different from you being solo out there dunking than you with a court full of other players out there dunking. So I think if they implemented the dunk contest, during the All-Star game, I think the injury factor arises a little bit too much. I think it does.
Nah.
Well, I don't think we should do that. I think we should just let the All-Star, the dunk contest go. I mean, it's not exciting no more.
When they play in the game, when somebody agrees dunk, what they do? Everybody back off. Don't nobody get up under them and try to undercut them and block the shot. They don't do all that. They just let them dunk. So, y'all, ain't nothing going to change. They're not going to stop playing no defense all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? So they don't play defense. If the score is 170 to 170, who playing defense?
Nobody.
So, right. Nobody never got hurt. Like y'all said, already out there in the game. So let's just judge them now while they playing defense.
Believe it or not, that's when most injuries happen. When they're not playing full speed, when they're not giving all that they need to, that's when most injuries are most likely to happen. You don't want
that. Is true.
Well, let's try it first. Let's see. We should try it first, and if nothing happens, just like now we're playing games and nothing happened, nobody's hurt, nobody's injured, because like I said, nobody's playing defense. So how about let's try it before we down it? Like, just shoot it all the way down. They should just try it first.
Well, I just think they should just get rid of it.
Joe said if they don't jump in the game, people like Vince Carter for the USA team jumping over the guy's head out of the court.
Oh, I was just thinking about that.
I'm not with you, 57, because the dunk contest is entertaining. And I don't want them to remove that from the game itself. But what I will say is I'm with you guys. And instead of making just the dunk contest one night featured event, combine it. Put the skills competition and the dunk contest all on the same night. Why do you guys have to break it up and fill that TV slot? And that is what's giving one guy 20 opportunities to make one dunk. And you don't watch him go through that system for that dunk so many times that by the time he actually makes it, you like,
get more players.
You know?
Get more people to play the game and just, you know, show them how many times they get to shoot. You get 3 shots. That's it. And it's, you know, add more.
Wasn't it like that back in the day? Well, didn't they only have a certain amount they can do?
But they had a certain amount.
Like you said, bro, they got to fill that spot, and that's what the problem is.
They've gone from time to attempt, and from time to attempt, I'm pretty sure no one thought of this, but you're giving guys up to 30, 20, 30 opportunities to make the same dunk, and they don't change anything. They don't change anything. So,
how about get the thoughts from the D League and participate in the dunk contest?
That's good.
That's cool. That's cool.
I mean,
and like Tank said, take it to the D League and give them a financial incentive. You know,
yeah.
Now you're talking about players. Now you're talking about players who don't make that big money contract all the time.
Yeah.
That was a good.
Now,
that
yeah.
was a good one.
You know,
they take it to the D League 007. I like that one. Yeah.
No doubt. No good. 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 Damn. suggestion.
I like that too.
I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
Mom,
I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, can you imagine how it's going to be if we don't have baseball this year?
Don't say that, man. Don't say that, man.
Yeah, man.
We're going to be talking politics and everything.
We got USFL that's going to be coming on. So until that come on.
Yes, sir.
You know,
we're going to have Snoop on here talking about how to bake a cake.
I can't get into USFL. I don't know why.
Me either. Me either. That's funny.
I've tried. Listen, I've gotten more into the lingerie league than the USFL.
Of course,
come on with it, Kale.
Hey, bro.
Yes,
you know, sir. I'm serious.
The Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
hey. That's my team.
Yeah. So, you know, and I will watch. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to watch, but it won't be with any enthusiasm or anticipation. It just won't.
So which one you talking about, Kale? Which one you talking about enthusiasm you have when you're watching lingerie football?
I can't say it on the air, but there's an enthusiasm.
Okay.
There's an enthusiasm there.
There's a lot of enthusiasm.
I turned into a female. I like the uniform. The colors are spectacular.
Yep.
And that's all I can say. That's all I can say on air.
Yep.
Y'all are some bammers, Joe. Y'all are some bammers.
What's her name? Any of them.
I'm not going to lie.
Mark Griffin Dorland plays. Mark Griffin Dorland. Yeah, she plays. I don't know anybody else, but she plays. Now I feel bad, Treach. You gonna make me go and study all these women's names and come back with that answer.
And brother Carol, I got three words for you. They out there. They out there.
They showed up far. Figuratively and literally, they out there. Come on, ladies. It's that time, baby.
Okay. This is our Thursday, Friday for our Thursday. Yes, we do have a happy birthday for one of our listeners, Dwayne Clark. Today's his birthday. We are here at Kale's Corner. Want to wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay.
Happy birthday. We love you.
Yes, and thanks for supporting us here at Kale's Corner. Kale MST would like to thank everyone that supports us here at Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Well, on Tuesday. We're going to love y'all all the way until Tuesday. We're going to keep y'all in our spirits, in our hearts, and our souls. Hill and Matee are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us at Kill's Corner on Instagram at Kill's Corner, Facebook at Kill's Corner. You guys can also log in online at blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. And again, happy birthday, Dwayne Clark. Kill.
Hey, happy birthday, bro. Enjoy your day to the fullest. To the fullest, man. You know, we want to say to all our online listeners, hey, man, thank you guys so much for this 2 hours you've given us listening to Crazy Old 57 and Ron and myself and Tang and every Lou and everybody that chose to participate in the program today. Like Lady T said, we will be back on Tuesday, but trust, we're taking y'all with us in our hearts, our minds, and souls through the weekend. And listen, I say this all the time, man. If you love them, let them know. It should not be a guess. It should not be curiosity in their mind. If you love them, let them know that you love them until the point where they look at you and say, I know already. Well, I'm going to make sure you know as much as I do love you. So, hey, let's have a great, safe
birthday
weekend.
Sorry, we got one more birthday. Tang's sister's birthday. Angel Gray, her birthday is tomorrow, you guys. Send her some love as well. Send my sister some love, you guys.
Oh, and she got that name, Angel. Huh? It don't come no better
Angel.
Than that. It don't come no better than that. Happy birthday,
yes.
Angel. Happy birthday. What was bruh's name
Frank
again? Clark. I'm sorry. Who?
Dwayne Clark.
Dwayne Clark. Happy birthday, bruh. And listen, we'll see you all Tuesday, God willing, Lord willing. I remember my baby said he used to say that all the time. We'll make it next week if it's the Lord's will. You know what I mean? All right, you guys.
Yes.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll check with you on Tuesday.